The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. You know, Steve Taylor, one of Corey's and my colleagues, is doing a registration statement for a company called Theralase to be registered, fully registered in the United States. We're about three quarters of the way done with that particular project. The Theralase, though, Steve and I and Corey were talking about the company, is very, very intriguing, and Corey and I decided to do a little bit of due diligence on the company. We got some information from Doc, who did more or less of an independent study on Theralase. A physician buddy of mine up here where we lived did some looking into the company, and they both said, you know, this company is very, very intriguing. In the interest of full disclosure, Doc also bought a fair amount of stock in the company out of the open market. What that means, I can't tell you. I really don't know what size that order was. It could have been one share. It could have been more than one share. I really don't know, but he did buy stock in it. Having said that, don't construe this as being investment advice. Theralase, by the way, is not a sponsor on our website. So this is about as arm's length as you can get, for lack of better terms. By the way, we've got Roger Dumoulin-White on the line with us right now, founder of Theralase. He's been working with this company along with his partner now for 20 years, and it looks like things are really finally starting to rock and roll. Theralase, by the way, does have the cash flow. They're doing, what, $1 million or $2 million a year worth of revenues. What I am really interested in is the area that they are working in terms of cancer research. Roger, according to a press release that just came out a couple of days ago on Thursday, it looks like you guys are really going in the right direction in terms of your cancer situation. Tell us about it, if you would.
Absolutely. Thanks, Al. It's very interesting technology. These are photodynamic compounds. These are custom-built molecules. They're not naturally occurring substances. They are not derivatives of naturally occurring substances. So these are custom built. We've screened tens of thousands of them. We've cut it down to a list of thousands of them. We've tested hundreds of them. We went down through in vivo tests or small animal tests with 10 of them. And we came out with four of them, which we consider our superstars. Our lead compound, we're actually going after bladder cancer. But what we've seen with this compound, it has the ability to enter into a cancer cell and join onto the centrome, or the center part of the DNA. And it's benign until light activated. Once you light activate it, it causes damage to the DNA, or cleaves the DNA, single and double helix cleaves, and it forces the cell through natural cell death called apoptosis. So it's a very elegant way of destroying a very deadly disease. So we've seen those results, we published those results. The press release today, why it's so startling, is we took the animals, we injected 350,000 colon cancer cells, we allowed the tumor to grow, we did an intratumor injection of our compound, allowed it to settle and collect for about 4 hours into the cancer cells, we light activated it, and what we saw is we could destroy all the cancer cells, leaving the healthy cells intact. We followed those animals for up to 18 months, and we saw no degradation, we saw no scarring, no recurrence, no damage to any of the healthy cells. So it's amazing technology. The research today is we took a subset of those animals, and we reinjected the cancer cells with no other intervention. And what we found is that the body had a memory response. So the fact is the body, the immune system, which is very strong at fighting disease, as we all know, was able to recognize those cancer cells and destroy them without any other intervention on our part. So there was a memory or immunological or immune-mediated response. Why that's so important, cancer has a very high recurrence rate, as we all know. Bladder cancer has an 80% recurrence rate. So if you could go in, destroy the main disease, and then allow the body to protect itself against further occurrences or recurrences of cancer, it's game-changing for the cancer industry and for especially for the patients stricken with cancer. So what we did is we re-injected the colon cancer cells, no intervention. There was a slight increase and then a regression of the tumor immediately thereafter in about 40% of the animals. In 60% of the animals, absolutely no tumor regrowth. So then we monitored those animals for another 8 months. So these mice were now 10 to 11 months old. We now re-injected the colon cancer cells again, another 350,000 cancer cells. Miraculously, none of these animals developed cancer. So we've hit them twice with no other intervention, and there's been no recurrence of cancer. That's why it's so startling.
Roger, this is a fantastic result that you guys received from this last set of tests. And I know when we were chatting together along with Doc going through your presentation, when you were giving us a rundown of the process, Doc said that, you know, there is something here. This is a very interesting method of going after certain cancerous cells. And when you continue to tell us about it, you went into the detailed testing that you have to go through to get this actually certified. Can you explain to us what the next step is for Theralase to bring this market? I know it's still a long road, but at least bring it closer to being publicly available?
Absolutely. What we've done is we've gone through the screening process. We've gone through the in vitro process, which is the Petri cell dish approach. We've gone through the small animal model, which is the subcutaneous animal model. Our next step is what's called an orthotopic model. That's where we actually have bladder cancer inside a rat model, where we're actually going to do a intervesical instillation of our compound, basically through the urethra, deposit the compound in a liquid form into the bladder, allow it to absorb, drain the bladder, fill it with water or distilled water to give it shape, and then insert a fiber optic bundle, basically fishing line that lights up, in order to activate the compound and actually do it in what's called an in situ methodology. We're actually going to destroy bladder cancer in a live animal, very similar to the process that would be achieved in humans. From that model, which is taking place right now, we have to manufacture more of the drug, so we have to do what's called a GMP manufacturing process, so produce more of the drug in a very sterile environment. Then we do a toxicology analysis. We ramp up different levels of the drug to see where the levels are best optimized for the animal model and for humans. We have our clinical protocol written by Princess Margaret Hospital, one of the top five cancer institutes in the world. And we put that all together in what's called a drug master file and submit that to Health Canada and to FDA. They review it in what's called a pre-IND meeting or investigational new drug application meeting. They usually have questions. Those questions are answered by our team of experts, of scientists and oncologists. From there, they give us an approval, and we're all ready to start enrolling human subjects as early as first quarter 2015.
You know, I got to tell you, being in this business for as many years as I've been in it, I've seen some really interesting things happen. It is the exception rather than the rule, but oftentimes it is small companies run by very, very innovative people like Roger that can really make a major, major difference. I've seen this happen before in other areas, and I have to say that I am very intrigued, Roger, with what you're doing. I mean, aside from the emotional fact that cancer did, you know, strike members of my family, my wife's family, etc., getting away from the personal issue, if this comes together, and so far, you guys have been doing this for a long time, and so far you really haven't had any major roadblocks yet, as we understand it, it's going to be truly interesting to follow the progress of your company. If you folks want any information on Theralase, we did put a banner up. We put a banner up out of courtesy to Theralase. As I said, they're not sponsors, and that's fine, but click on their banner and you can get more information on this company. And Corey and I would certainly like to know what you think about it. Roger, thank you so much.
Hello. little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
8:11 a.m. Pacific daylight time. Got Rick Ackerman on the line with me right now. Gold's taking a bit of a tumble today, Rick. Gary says don't worry about it. We just did a little interview with him, and he said we're just at that point in the daily cycles where it's going to turn around very, very shortly. Well, I hope so. We're at 1244.84 by 1244.99. Kind of a tight spread there. What do you think about the gold market specifically right now?
Well, I've got bad news for you today, Al. I thought we had broken down just to test another, to try another level. I thought that June gold had got tired of maintaining altitude at 1280. But the last couple of days, something interesting has happened on the long-term chart, namely a breakdown beneath not only a key low that occurred at 1281 in late April, but that is close to what I call a midpoint pivot support of a very large pattern. Anyway, bottom line is that I can see 1141 right now on this basis, the June contract. Jury's still out. There's one little flaw in the pattern itself, but I have to say that the signs are not good. So that leaves $103 of downside from where the June contract is currently trading now.
What do you think is causing that?
Well, the thing that I mentioned before, and I still think this is true, is that the global economic influences are predominantly deflationary. And I know you have one other guest who argues that inflation will be the other side of it, but I don't think he's ever scored a point, really. I don't buy the inflation argument, and I maintain that the inflation that you see, price increases in food, and tuitions, college tuitions, and healthcare premiums, that's really just a drop in the bucket compared with the deflationary juggernaut represented by a quadrillion-dollar derivatives market. So we're just barely keeping that from imploding. But the financial forces are hugely deflationary, and I think it's kind of hard to ignore the fact that Europe is panicking because it's sinking into a deflation. And of course, Japan every so often says we're gonna get out of this rut, and they don't. So to maintain that inflation is somehow significant is you're on the wrong side of the argument there. And I think to truly understand what's going on in the economy, you have to discard the word inflation from your vocabulary.
Now, Rick, in spite of the fact that energy prices continue to increase, in spite of the fact that food prices continue to increase, you're saying that we're in a deflationary economy. I need some help here.
Well, we have, let's say, some extraordinary factors causing the higher food prices. You know, drought and in the meat area, we've got a virus that's affecting young pigs and so on and so forth. So I think that the price increases are somewhat anomalous. But in other areas, you might say that whatever inflation we have has hit a wall. You know, we only have inflation in college tuition prices because there's $1.4 trillion of student loans to keep that pipe stuffed pretty well. So we have, let's say, isolated instances of rising prices, but the larger forces are deflationary. And if you want to understand deflation, throw that definition about, well, it's just an increase in the money supply, throw that out the window. Nobody understands it. It doesn't mean anything. I would say to really recognize deflation, you have to know it by its chief symptom, which is an increase in the real burden of debt. And even in places where the Fed is going all out to decrease that burden, we really, all we've had in the housing sector is a dead cat bounce. When you look at all the trillions of dollars that have been shot at even the stock market and the housing market, the inflation that has resulted has just barely sustained the illusion that the economy is somehow on an upward trajectory. And even that has kind of bit the dust lately with the release of the news that GDP shrank by 1% in the first quarter.
You made a statement that government was doing everything that it could to decrease the burden of debt. Did I understand that correctly?
Well, yes, and we've already kind of, you know, that's been spent. It essentially was pushing interest rates down so that at one point there you could refinance a home at on a 15-year as low as 3%. And that greatly lifted the burden of debt. I mean, the main burden of debt on Americans is mortgage debt. And so when you maneuver mortgage debt down to 3% level, you eased a monthly payment, you know, and it was definitely an easing in the burden of debt. But that's over and done with. We can't do it again because the housing collateral has been leveraged out. And you know yourself that even though the mortgage rates are low, it's very hard to get financing because you have to come up with a real 20% down payment. And because there are no liar loans anymore, so rates have come down, but lending standards have tightened. Net result is that the refi market has absolutely collapsed, and we may be on the shrinking side again. I think that we're into the relapse. The second shoe is dropping on home prices.
Okay, now you have to explain something to me. I was always under the impression that the main sign of deflation, as was evidenced, for example, in probably the most flagrant example of it in the past, in the recent past, was Zimbabwe, okay? Now, how can you say that inflation, and I'm not arguing with you, but I want our listeners to understand this. So a significant decrease in the burden of debt is the true definition of deflation, correct?
It's not the definition per se, but it is the main symptom by which you can recognize deflation. And I think it's no longer useful to say, well, inflation is an increase in the money supply and deflation is a decrease, simply because there's so many ways that money comes into existence and they're not all equal. You know, the Fed can do all the loosening at once, but it's had its impact not on middle-class households other than in mortgage debt. It's mainly allowed big corporate borrowers to borrow for zero or close to zero, and that has absolutely distorted it's created so much malinvestment that all the money is going to the wrong places. You know, but the four of the 10 hottest fund managers last year are into something called something that's called liquidity alternative funds or some such. And we've got such ridiculous products, you know, that the fund managers who are succeeding best are the ones that are piling into junk bonds. So I think investment has skewed in a way that's going to make 2007-2008 collapse look like a picnic.
That's a really interesting philosophy, Rick. I simply have not thought of deflation in that particular context ever. And it'll be interesting to see if that's the case. You know, I think you're putting a new spin on this thing, and I think our listeners really need to think about that, because there is something very definitely going on, certainly, if nowhere else in the precious metals markets, that is causing them to go down in value. And whether or not you're a gold bug or not, the fact of the matter is, with the price of gold going down, that is indicative of something else that is going on in the economy, and deflation could very well be it. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back with our panel of experts wrapping up this past week in the market.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I'd be curious as to what you folks out there think about what Rick had to say about deflation. Very interesting spin that he put on it. A lot of our listeners on our blog yesterday did agree with Rick on that, and I think to me it makes a lot of sense. I'm really curious, and I know Corey's really curious as to what you folks think about it. Okay, we are chatting right now with number one, Jay Taylor, number two, Richard Postma, number three, Chris Temple, about something that I think is very, very interesting across the wires yesterday, courtesy of Fox News. Quote, the big news Thursday was that America's economy shrank during the first quarter of 2014, its worst performance in 3 years. But reporting that news apparently didn't sit well with the major media outlets because they didn't really quite put it that way. CNN said U.S. economy shrinks, but it's not a bad deal. NBC said blame old man winter. Economy contracts for the first time in 3 years. Well, as a matter of fact, the market yesterday was not doing particularly very well. Bloomberg reported that U.S. stocks were declining after a slide in spending. Consumer spending in the United States unexpectedly declined, etc. And as a result, the Dow and the S&P pretty much were flat yesterday or trading in slightly negative territory. Jay, I want to start out with you. I know you're a big believer in the accurate reporting of the mainstream media. Damn, I bit my tongue again. I'll tell you, I got to quit this tongue-in-cheek stuff. What do you think about all of this?
I think it's just the same as usual. I think the spin that we get from the mainstream media is predictable. It's as predictable as the rest of the lies that they give us. I mean, it's the whole notion. First of all, they start with the notion that Keynesian economics is true. That is the true therapy for whatever ails you. Just spend more deficit spend, print money to finance it, and away you go, and you're going to be happy ever after. Well, it doesn't work that way, but nonetheless, that's conventional wisdom, and so it has to work that way. So what do? You doctor the numbers to make yourself and the rest of the country believe that it actually does work that way. And I think, Pinocchio's nose at some point in time becomes obviously too long to hide anymore. And, at some point, I think people are going to rebel. I mean, clearly, if you use John Williams' numbers, we've never achieved positive growth since Lehman Brothers. If you use what is really the cost of staying alive or the cost of feeding a family of four, if you use the same measure that was used previously, then Williams is showing that we're continuing to shrink and we are in a depression. So none of this surprises me. But I think Pinocchio's nose is getting so long that the establishment is having a hard time hiding it any longer.
Guys, I agree that the U.S. economy continues to shrink, and we all know that it's struggling. But the fact of the matter is the markets are not a function of the economy right now. We can see that by the all-time highs that we continue to reach. And this is all due to the money printing and what's being injected into the market. But I don't know what it's going to take for people to actually stand up, because we have seen this wealth gap continue to increase. I think that might be the thing that really makes people stand up. But if these markets continue to go up, then we keep on hearing good news stories coming out of the mainstream media. Chris, your comments?
Well, I can't add a whole lot much more to what Jay said, really, Corey. I mean, the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street is been well chronicled. And as we were talking the other day, when I first got in this industry, the Dow Jones average was dancing either side of 1,000. Today it's pushing 17,000. And yet that doesn't mean that the U.S. economy is 17 times better off, certainly not the average American household. But again, like you just said yourself, it's a function of money printing. It's a function of monetary inflation. You know, it shouldn't be a surprise to people any longer after all this time that there is this disconnect. I mean, we have to stop looking at the market in general terms, at least in the sense of what's happening to the economy, and unfortunately look at it more as how much money is the Fed printing.
You know, Doc, you're very somewhat unique, I guess I should say, in the context of these panels and in the context of being on our show, in the sense that you were and very possibly still are a pretty mainstream guy. I mean, you're a retired physician. You started out your practice as a urologist. You went on and did some work in the industry. And you know, if anybody would think, you would be a pretty mainstream guy. But we both know better. What do you think about what's going on right now? And why do you think the mainstream doesn't fall in line with your philosophies?
Well, the mainstream doesn't fall in line with my philosophy because I grew up to help in believing that you tell the truth. You're not deceptive. You don't hide things. And that's the way I was brought up, very strongly. And so whenever I see deception, whenever I see people play games and not be transparent, right away they lose me. And because then I feel that they're not the type of individuals or institutions to be trusted. And frankly, I'll have nothing to do with them at that point in time, because that's how I tried to run my life and in my practices, whether I was in medicine or in the real estate business, which I was in, and other businesses today. I place value on honesty and not on deceptive practices.
Jay, I want to get your comments on the argument that, yes, the U.S. economy is slowing, but so is every economy around the world. The emerging markets, yeah, they're still growing at much higher rates than the U.S. economy, but you know what? They're emerging markets still. They need to be growing quicker. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I suppose all of that is true, but the point is that debt is growing much more rapidly than income is growing, and the global economy is becoming ever more insolvent. And so I think we're reaching a tipping point at some point in time here. And I have to think that a lot of the geopolitical tensions that are rising in Asia and in Ukraine are very much related to the need for the Anglo-American Empire to continue to push forward and gobble up more turf to keep this gigantic military-industrial complex economy going, if not growing. And, but there's an end to it. I don't know what the answer is, but because everybody is in recession, that we're in less of a recession than a lot of other countries. I mean, where's the growth coming from? I don't think you can look to China anymore as we once did. We always figured that China would bail us out. But at least the Chinese stock market isn't as insane as ours is. The Chinese stock market is much more reflective of their economy, unfortunately. It seems to me they've had quite a pullback. And I actually believe in one analyst that I'm looking at that I talk to a lot, Michael Oliver, is suggesting it might be one place where you can actually make some money, although I'm not really advocating that at this point. But certainly, our market prices, share prices are just outrageous. They're just a total disconnect. So I don't think that we can take any solace and just because we're less miserable than everybody else.
You know, I'll tell you, I have a little bit of a different philosophy on what's going on right now, and I'd like to get into it in the next segment because we're kind of running out of time here. Got about a minute left, but let me tell you one way that I look at this thing that I think is something people ought to consider. Now, the Media Research Center has a fellow by the name of Brent Baker, and Brent has said that, quote, when the media aren't ignoring bad economic news to protect Obama, they're spinning it into good news. And, you know, gentlemen, I have to tell you, I'm not really sure. I think we're giving Obama a little too much credit here in the sense that I think the reason that we're seeing a positive spin on what's going on in the economy right now is actually quite different from that. And whether or not I support Obama isn't the issue. I don't happen to agree with his philosophies, and I've been on the record as saying that since before 2008 when he was elected. But I think it all has to do with consumer confidence. And I got to tell you, if everybody in the United States believed what we believe as a group and what other guests on the show believe about the U.S. economy, I think you'd have panic in the streets. We're going to weigh in on that in the final segment, which is coming up right after this short break.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, we closed out the last segment with me giving my philosophy on why the rosy news is coming out. I don't think it has much to do, if anything, with covering Obama's tail, for lack of better terms, because I think any thinking person can make up his own mind about that or her own mind about that. But I think it has everything to do with keeping this economy keeping it from going into an environment that would be more than just a little bit negative. I think you'd have panic in the streets if people knew what was going on. Chris, you think I'm crazy, bud?
No, I don't. I think that for a long, long time now, the powers that be through the media, through Wall Street, through government, through the educational system, have really dumbed down the people and got us to accept things that our grandparents' generation and prior to that would never have accepted. And they've created, it's the old phrase of bread and circuses from the Roman Empire. As long as people have got their Dancing with the Stars and their reality shows and their computer games and a little bit of food in their belly, it's easier to just go along for the most part. And the reason why they won't tell us the truth about what's going on in this country and who's doing it to us is they don't want the people to rise up. You know, you look at what's going on in many other parts of the world right now. Look at what's going on in Europe, where a lot of those developed nations have finally realized that with the euro experiment, they've been had, and they don't want it anymore. God bless those people over there. God bless the people in Russia and elsewhere who are rising up against globalism and global corporations and global banks that want to make the entire world their playground. At least some people have got a better idea of what's going on to them. It can't happen here soon enough.
Guys, I have a little bit more faith in the younger generation coming up, especially after the Ron Paul movement. We saw the younger generation really take a look at what was going on in the country and start to stand up for what they thought was right. I know that it didn't really make a huge difference, but to me that at least lends some positive forethought into what might happen, because at least our younger generation realizes that things need to change or else they're going to be in for a whack of trouble. Doc, your comments?
Yeah, for Berkeley students to give Rand Paul a standing ovation when he talked about the lack of private, or we having a private situation anymore here in this country, and the NSA outreach, that to me was amazing, because of course those students tend to be a little bit left of center. And for them to do that, that tells you that something's afoot in our country where people are getting a little bit uncomfortable here. And to me that's a positive. The only issue is, even if you get that in the young people, are we so far in debt at this point in time where it's mathematically impossible to reverse that? That's the other question to me.
Well, I don't think I don't think that's really a question. I think it's a statement. Well, if you take out the word "are we," and put in "we are," I think that we are so far in debt. I just commented to one of our listeners about that, where it's simply, you know, the U.S. debt simply cannot be paid back. And one of our listeners brought up the fact, saying that, well, somebody always pays back debt, whether it's the lender or the borrower. In this case, the lenders, i.e. Jay Taylor, Chris Temple, Richard Postma, Al Corlin, fortunately for Corey, he lives up in Canada. But, you know, we and our colleagues and friends and families, we're going to pay back this debt. There's no way in hell that this debt can ever be paid back. And that's why I'm suggesting that we're just treading water right now. I don't think there's, and I think eventually we have to sink. Jay, you and I have had this conversation for 18 years.
Yeah.
Give us your thoughts, bud.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, ultimately can't fool Mother Nature, and that's what Keynesian economics is all about, is trying to overwrite the laws of nature. And now there's going to be a day of reckoning. I wish I could be positive and optimistic about the young people. Here's the problem I think we have. On my own radio show last week, I had a guest named Cheryl Chumley, who wrote a book, Police State USA. And on the back of the book, it says, "Our rights come from God, not government." Now, I think that's something that we forgot. Our founding fathers understood that. They, in the Declaration of Independence, they stated that our rights come from our Creator, not Obama, or not George Washington at that time. And why is that important, I asked Cheryl Chumley. Why does that matter? And why is that a reason we're losing our freedom? And she pointed out, because God doesn't change. And the problem is that I have with Corey, with the idea that the young people can make a difference and improve things, is that unless they understand that there are certain laws of nature that don't change, then your truth is your truth and my truth is my truth. You say that the young people feel that we can make a difference and that we have to change things or we're in trouble. The problem is each individual decides what is right and wrong for himself or herself. And what you have, I mean, I've got a lot of my Randian friends, real strong free market people, but when it comes to their individual choices, when it's their cost to stand up for what's right, they'll buckle. So what I think we have is a whole society that's lost the very basic fundamentals of what is right and what is wrong. And I think until that's fixed, we keep going down this path of big lies, the father of lies. I mean, we just keep going down this path until the system breaks down. Then I think there might be a chance for turning things around in the right direction. There ain't no way the system is going to allow things to change peacefully. I think we're being set up now with Rand Paul and others. I mean, I think Rand Paul could be the Ronald Reagan of the future. And I don't think that's all good, because I think what Ronald Reagan did is gear up the military-industrial complex and enable the system to keep going, not change, really, any significant change. So, I mean, Rand Paul is not Ron Paul. And I also did a segment on my show last week talking about that, because I think what the system does is it allows a certain amount of give. It allows a certain amount of variance, but only if the person in power can be controlled Ron Paul could not be controlled. He was not allowed to be seen as a viable candidate. Rand Paul wants to be president at all costs, I think. So I think you might hear more and more from Rand. When the mainstream media is saying Rand Paul is a viable candidate, I think that's where we're headed. But it won't fix anything permanently. It might make people feel good, make people, a lot of people on the right, vote for him. But I just don't think things are going to change until we go through an awful tough time of it, and then people realize and go back to the basics of what is right and what is wrong. Otherwise, it's not going to change.
Chris, we only have just about 2 minutes left here. Let's turn this conversation a little bit more positive. What do you think people should do in this environment to make us more positive in the future?
Well, first of all, I love what Jay said, and I completely agree. I always like to comment about, and Jay heard this, I think, when we were in Chicago together recently, where I love to quote Jack Nicholson when he played the Joker in that one Batman movie, except he said about Gotham City, I'll say about the country, this country needs an enema. And until we have one, I think Jay's absolutely right. We're not going to have any major changes. But what is encouraging, and I'll kind of go between the two of you, Jay and Corey, yeah, there are a lot of young people, and some not-so-young people, who realize they've been had. We talked the other day about the different political groups in this country. A lot of liberals have got more sense about what the New World Order is and actually are out there doing something positive about it than a lot of conservatives do, who would rather just sit at home in their easy chair and complain to the television. I think that the more that we start to get people prepared for the days ahead and do it in a positive way, get to know your neighbors again, get to know people in your community, look at barter systems, community currencies, farm-to-table organizations, all these different things that are real, that are honest, that are simple, that we all need to live, and start building that economic lifeboat now. Make it fun, make it positive, and you know that way when 6 months from now or 60 years from now we have that enema, at least there'll be people prepared for it, and those who do prepare for it are going to be those who looked at in the future as the leaders to get us out of that mess and out of something better.
You know, Chris, you and I have known each other now for, gosh, what's it been, 10 or 12 years or thereabouts, and I know that you know Jay, you know, pretty well also, and I have to tell you, I think that's a really, really positive note to end the show on. You know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Jay, but we've only got 20 seconds left. Here's how I'm going to have to do it, but that is, you know, it's not just all about money either. It's
no.
It's all about peace, inner peace, and you know what? That's what we have to do. We have to protect ourselves, number one, emotionally, and then also economically. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure producing this show for you guys and gals.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.